That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast, podcast only extravaganza. I am very honored, humbled, and a little afraid of my co-host today. I am joined by someone who's just been so in demand here at the Morning Toast.
It's so crazy.
It's shocking.
Shocking.
The one and only Snitch is here.
Hi, guys. I can't believe we're podcasting right now.
Guys, it has been a journey, and I just think we should take you along to let you know why I'm not in studio with Ben right now, which is what I promised, which is what will be tomorrow and Wednesday. But things happened.
Things change, you know? We're just spontaneous like that.
Hashtag life happened.
Hashtag life changes by Thomas Rhett, the male artist of the year at the ACM Awards.
Which we will get into, of course.
Of course.
But Margo and I and Ben spent the weekend up in Pennsylvania at Brian Kelly, TPG, my lover, at his house. And it was amazing.
Everything of the sort.
It was just a really great, well-rounded weekend. Good people, good vibes, good alcohol, good food. And when the time came on Sunday,
it wasn't time.
It was not our time. We went to drag brunch, which was amazing. Was that your first time seeing drag?
No, you know what's so weird is that I went to drag last weekend.
You did?
I did two in a row, but last weekend was my first one, and then here I am again.
Wait, where?
At Tito Murphy's in the city.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it was really fun. But I will say this one was better.
But this was my first time seeing drag since I started watching Drag Race in the pandemic. So I have like such a respect for the art. And we went to this little drag show up here. It was amazing. It was so funny. We were so hungover. And by the time we got back from drag, we were just like, why are we running back to the city?
Yeah, no, there's nothing to run home to.
So we literally figured out a way for us both to make it work while being in Pennsylvania. We're going to go home today. We just needed more time here.
Yeah. And also it's like, there's nothing worse than like leaving a party when it's like still going on. And also like we had been drinking at that point. It's like, yeah, we're supposed to go sit in a car for an hour and a half.
That was the real thing.
No, honestly, the real thing was having to pack doing it.
And shower.
Like I just didn't have it.
I have no regrets.
No, me neither.
We woke up here, we'll relax, we'll have breakfast, we'll podcast, and then we'll go home on our own accord.
On our own accord.
It's so important to do things on your own accord.
I love doing things on my own accord.
No, like, me too. And you know what I hate?
Not doing things on my own accord.
Yes, how did you know? So Snitch is here to break down the greatest and latest with me. There's a lot going on. We watched the ACM Awards last night.
Yes, we did.
We watched it with Taylor Strecker, Taylor Donahue, and Brian, who, like, all could not give less of a shit. Actually, Taylor Donahue knows a little bit about country, but, like, just, it was, like, exciting for me to, like, show them.
I'm
like,
that we're an encyclopedia of knowledge when it comes to country music?
Not only that, I'm like, but country's cool.
Yeah, and it's like, good.
And this is a fabulous award show. Like, look at the gowns, you know?
Right.
And I think they enjoyed it.
Oh, did you? I was going to say, like, most of the performances were pretty underwhelming.
Yes.
And also, we missed all the best ones in the first 30 minutes.
I know, but I watched him on my phone when I got in bed afterwards.
Oh, okay, fine.
Did you?
No. I literally went to sleep right away.
You did? I'm right. I was up for an hour. Oh, and I pulled out my neck.
Oh, yes.
I was, like, running around this bed, like, trying to catch my charger, and I'm, like, leaning over the side of the bed. I flip up. My neck is broken, cannot move right, cannot move left. I don't know how I'm gonna shower.
I feel like that's just like such a you thing.
No. I can't just like go on a weekend
and not like come back broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even move my neck. I'm like looking so straight at you.
No, you're looking so straight at me. It's making me uncomfortable.
I'm in so much pain. I gotta get home to my muscle relaxers. Now I'm like, okay, I gotta get home.
Yeah, I get that.
I need my pills.
Need to get home so I can like just decompress. Like I have, me and Jackie have that thing where we eat a lot or drink a lot that you just are tender to the touch. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm so tender to the touch that it's not right.
Can I touch?
Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna feel it. I feel tender. Ooh, like tender. It hurts me.
You look beautiful though.
I look disgusting, but thank you.
Why do you know?
I haven't washed my hair since Thursday.
I haven't washed mine since Friday.
Thursday.
Friday.
for me.
Oh, I thought you were correcting me.
How would I know
here? How the fuck do you know?
No.
So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. There's a lot of Kardashian news, of course, the ACM Awards. And I have a story about Taylor, but I just want to, like, talk about Fearless re-recording.
Oh, have we not spoken about it?
Not on the podcast.
Oh, that's true, because I haven't been on it.
And people are just dying, like, what is Snitches?
I mean, I am shocked, but not surprised by, like, how much I loved it. Just because it's, like, I've heard the album before. Like, I know the album, but just for some reason.
Well, I wanted to save this conversation for, like, the fifth story, which is the Taylor story.
Okay, so why did you even bring it up?
Oh, I was just giving the people, like, a rundown of what's going to happen here
Interesting.
Today.
Interesting, okay.
Sorry, like, I don't want to cut you off, but I have to save it. We have, a schedule, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, sorry, I forgot.
I just wanted to give everyone a rundown, you know? Also, we were, like, drunk last night, and Margo doesn't even watch, so I did not watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta, so there is no recap today. And Ben doesn't watch either. Oh, my neck. Oh, my God, did you see? I just, like, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Why'd you do it again?
Sorry. Okay. So there won't be any Housewives recaps this week because Ben doesn't watch either, and I'll just wait for Jackie to get back. Also, for those wondering on an update on Jackie, we've spoken to her briefly. She's landed at the facility.
She's alive.
She had dinner there, and she did a tour, and she was sending us pictures, and it's beautiful. And she feels safe, and her room is very nice. So the possibility of her, like, ending up in, like, a dungeon is very low now that yes. We've seen the facilities. The grounds are beautiful, and she thanks you all for the
Your
constant
support.
Yes. So, with that said, it is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. Tell 'em counts. And today's episode is brought to you by Coors Pure. Do you ever feel like living a healthy lifestyle is hard? Yes. Yes,
yeah,
I do. Like, you try so hard to keep up with what's considered healthy. You push yourself each day, getting better and better, but it can be overwhelming. Enter Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. The new Coors Pure is a refreshing, simple beer with organic barley, organic hops, and water. At 92 calories and zero sugar, it is the perfect beer to celebrate the wins of everyday life.
Ooh.
Coors Pure is all about promoting balance and giving aggressive affirmations to everyday heroes. Whether you got that run in or you just got as far as putting on your running clothes, Coors Pure celebrates you. Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. So I feel like this is actually a great sponsor. One, because love to drink.
Yes.
But two, like, there is, like, this, like, really bad habits around drinking.
Oh, my.
And if you can keep your beer organic and healthy, I feel like that's a two birds, one stone kind 100%.
Of moment. 100%. Coors, I'm sure it's good.
I'm sure it is delicious. I have it at the house. You haven't had it?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I need.
Coors Pure is the perfect beer to celebrate the wins of everyday life. So when you want to enjoy a beer without the guilt, reach for Coors Pure. It's organic, but chill about it. Go to CoorsPure.com to see where you can find the Coors Pure. That's CoorsPure.com. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Okay, so first story is something we already kind of dove into, but here are the ACM Awards 2021.
Oh.
Who won? Let's start at the top with the biggest award of the night, which is Entertainer of the Year. The nominees were Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton. And the winner, shockingly, went to the talentless hack that is Luke Bryan. And I'm just, like, shocked because I thought the ACMs had integrity.
Me too. And but here's the thing. It's like, how are you choosing an Entertainer of the Year in a year when there was no entertainment?
No, and, like, if I were to be choosing an Entertainer of the Year in a year where there was no entertainment, I might choose the person who wrote literally the most beautiful song about what we were all going through called 6 Feet Apart by Luke Combs.
I mean, I thought Luke Combs had won.
We both
screamed.
We just heard them say Luke, and I didn't even realize Luke Bryan is so fucking irrelevant. Like,
yeah, literally.
I'm like, really? This guy? He sings a song, play it again, play it again, play it again.
Margarita, three margaritas. A shot.
They're not deep at all. And I'm like, really? This is who you really want to be the face? I mean,
let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Yes, I know what you're gonna say.
I've always thought this, and I agree with you, but when we were at Stagecoach and Luke Bryan was the headliner, and we were like, ugh, Luke Bryan, like, really? I have to say, he thoroughly entertained us. We had an amazing time. He's a very good performer.
That's not at all what I thought you were going to say. What I thought you were going to say
American
is
Idol?
Yeah, a feeling I have about him and Blake Shelton, even though I feel like both of them are really, like, subpar musicians.
I love Blake Shelton.
At this point, I love his personality, and I love Luke Bryan's personality on American Idol. So I think they both do a good job for representing country music in mainstream media. Mm-hmm. And for that, he might be deserving of a nomination. But, like, at the end of the day, Entertainer of the Year should be about the music, the lyrics. And I actually would have chosen any person on this list.
I agree. Like Chris Stapleton.
I wouldn't have been mad at Eric Church because he obviously deserves it. I would not have been mad at Chris Stapleton because he definitely deserves it. I wanted Luke Combs. And like Thomas Rhett, I don't like die for, but I would have put him before Luke Bryan.
And Thomas Rhett has been growing on me with his new music.
Me too. He tried really hard to be like a pop star and I was hating him. And now I'm, like, having a hard time unhating him.
No, I think his new music will do it for you on its own. Just give it time.
I will be listening to it.
Okay.
All right, next up was Female Artist of the Year, which, again, you're right. Like, in retrospect, it's, like, none of them and all of them because nothing happened this year.
No, exactly.
Kelsey Ballerini, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, and Carly Pearce were all nominated. And Maren Morris won.
Makes sense.
I would have loved to have seen an Ashley McBride moment because I've been trying to get you to respect her and you just don't.
I respect her. Like, I'm just, like, not obsessed with her.
You should be.
Okay.
What did you think of the performance you saw last night of Martha Devine?
Martha Devine. Yeah, that was good.
Martha Devine.
See, I know her music.
No. And also One Night Standards.
One Night Standards.
Okay, you only know, like, the little clips they played. Like, you need to listen to it, Margaret. I'm telling you, it's so good. You would die
for
it.
Okay, I'll listen to it.
Also, Not Bad for a Girl Going Nowhere. Do you know that song?
No.
Stunning. Like, okay. Just trust me.
Okay.
Then for Male Artist of the Year, Darks Bentley, Luke Combs, Eric Church, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton. So, explain to me how...
I know what you're going to say.
No, explain to me this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Luke Bryan won Entertainer of the Year, but he wasn't even nominated in the Male Artist of the Year category.
It doesn't really...
How does that work? How can you be the Entertainer of the Year, but not even be in a contender for Male Artist of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really understand. I never really understood that. Because it's like, if you're the Male Artist of the Year, then you're the Entertainer of the
Year.
Right,
so when Thomas...
If there's only men nominated...
Right.
Yeah.
So when Thomas Rhett won, I was like, oh, he's obviously Entertainer of the Year, because you can't be the Male Artist of the Year, but not the Entertainer of the Year.
Uh-huh.
No fucking sense. I would have literally preferred anyone else on this list to win. Eric Church, Luke Combs, Chris Stapleton. Maybe not Dierks Bentley. I don't know why Thomas Rhett won here.
I don't know why he won, but I, like, don't really care. Like, it didn't upset me like Luke Bryan has upset me.
This didn't upset me either, but Luke Combs was so disrespected last night that upset me.
That upset me. Yeah, I agree.
That upset me. Duo of the Year went to Dan and Shay.
Ugh.
I know, but you know what? The only other person on here who I think should have won would... Wow, it's actually crazy. Like, there's, like, no women anywhere. Like, it's
Maddie
actually...
Maddie and Tay was one,
they're
right?
One. Like,
I love them.
I love them, too, but they're not huge.
No.
Like, when you compare them to Florida Georgia Line, Dan and Shay, Brothers Osborne should have won.
Absolutely.
That's all I came here to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love TJ Osborne so much. Like, every time he came on screen, I just wanted to, like, literally cry and give him a hug.
No, I know.
Group of the Year went to Old Dominion, which I'm thrilled about.
Yeah. And by the way, I think they always win.
I think Little Big Town always wins.
Ugh, oh my God.
I know. And their performance was, like, so lackluster.
It was so chaotic.
It was chaotic. Like, in the street with the strobe lights and the band. It was too much.
And the walking. I can't.
That's weird that they... I didn't ever realize this. The ACM has New Artist of the Year, two categories, female and male.
Okay.
Female was Gabby Barrett, which I think is really deserving.
By the way, as she said, who else was nominated?
Really good people. So Ingrid Andress, who was, like, nominated for Grammys.
Yeah.
She might have maybe should have won.
Maybe.
Also Mickey Guyton, who, like, I
die for.
And the fact that she performed a song that was in Black Like Me was such a missed opportunity. And it was still really good, but it wasn't what it could have been powerfully, you know?
I agree. But I did actually, she made me a bigger fan because it was a song I didn't know and I liked it.
And she did a really good job hosting when hosting is literally the worst gig ever. Like,
it's so awkward.
Everyone hates you and you're just, like, awkward and weird.
Yeah.
And no matter what, how good you do, people will say you did bad.
Yes.
Also, Tennille Arts was nominated in that category.
Just, she was up against too many better people.
Yeah. New Male Artist of the Year was Jimmy Allen. I feel like he's not new.
Agreed.
And none of the other nominees really...
Do you know them?
Like, I do. Like, Hardy, but he's, like...
Is he new?
The new categories are so weird.
So weird.
Album of the Year went to Starting Over by Chris Stapleton, which is so fair.
So good. By the way, I can't believe I didn't watch prior to this because I forgot, but I saw that... Chris Stapleton sang Maggie's song with Miranda Lambert.
Tell everyone, Margot.
Okay, so Maggie's song is about Chris Stapleton's dog named Maggie, who died. And it's about, like, her dying. And if you don't know, I have a dog named Maggie. So that song traumatized me.
No, Margot literally has to go to therapy every time she listens to that song.
But so I guess they sing it, which, by the way, why singing that?
So sad.
And
and I wanted to hear...
But he was supposed to sing with his wife as he normally does, but her sister was having a baby, so she couldn't
Mazel
come.
Toast.
So then Miranda Lambert stepped in at the last minute.
I live for him and his wife. Like, they just don't fucking waver. Like, they just are so solid.
So solid, and also, like, just so private and so quiet, but then, like, just rock stars.
Rock stars. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
Single of the Year was I Hope You're Happy Now by Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce. And I thought this was interesting that this was an all-female category, and the one that won was the one with the man featured.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
When, like, The Bones, Bluebird... I love that song, I Hope You're Happy Now, but I feel like I'm the only one.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Also, important to note that Luke Combs wrote it, so yes. There was a tiny win yes. for him last night.
Song of the Year was The Bones, that didn't surprise anyone, no. And then all the other categories were lame and boring. But overall, I thought it was like a decent show. Country does remote award shows better than any other award Agreed. Show, so it's never boring. I thought Keith Urban and Mickey Guyton did a good job, and they had a lot of tech issues.
Big time.
Like, when Carly Pearce and Lee Bryce won I Hope You're Happy Now, they put up on the screen I Hope by Gabby Barrett. Yep. So we were thinking, like, did somebody press the wrong I Hope? Or was I Hope really supposed to win and they read the wrong thing on the card?
By the way, but I think that with country music, they wouldn't fix it.
Yeah, right.
They just feel like, okay.
No, what we learned last night at the ACMs after Luke Bryan won is that there's no integrity.
No, there's no integrity. Also, like, the ACMs, like, what's the point of having them when we have the CMAs?
Well, you could say the same thing about, like, you know, literally American Music Awards, Billboard Music Awards, plus the Grammys. There's like 75.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't mind because I'd like to have more, but I think that ACMs are...
The CMAs hold more weight.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
No way.
You think?
No way. Yeah, CMAs are like the Grammys of country music.
Oh man, I always thought it was like the CMAs.
No. Yeah, it is CMAs, thanks.
Sorry, the ACMs. Can someone weigh in? Like, what is a more prestigious award?
It's definitely the CMAs.
You think?
Yes.
Oh man, I'm shocked. Okay, well, keeping up with the music news. From Billboard, Taylor Swift re-recorded Fearless album, debuts at number one on the Billboard 200 chart with the year's biggest week. She's the first woman with three new number one albums in less than a year. More than 12 years after Taylor Swift notched her first number one album on the Billboard 200 chart, with her second studio set Fearless, she's back on top of the list with a re-recorded version of the album. The new set is her ninth number one, and it scores the biggest week of 2021 for any album. It launches with 291,000 equivalent album units earned in the U.S. Fearless went number one. Of course it did. Let's talk about it.
Do you think all of her re-recordings are going to go number one?
The thing is like, I won't, but I feel like people might start to get Taylor Swift fatigued.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, a lot from one person. And, like, people, especially, like, celebrities get, like, so overexposed and people get, like, tired of them. So I just hope she doesn't become, like, people don't get annoyed by her.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, a lot. It's, like, Evermore, Folklore, Fearless, everything. It's, like, a lot in one year. I'm living for it.
Yeah, of course.
But everyone might not be.
No, yeah. That makes sense. I mean, like, it only makes sense for all of them to go number one.
Well, yeah.
As they should.
So what I was going to say is, sorry, my leg is asleep. I'm literally dying. What I was going to say is that I feel like Fearless even, Theo literally sleeping wow. on the mic. Can you move him?
Yeah, like, it's not going to work for
Theo,
us.
Theo, sorry, we're, like, recording here. What I was going to say is that I feel like Fearless isn't even her most popular album.
I know.
So I feel like... If that one went, I don't know if you guys can hear. This is like such a cocked fucking recording. Magnolia is wailing in the other room. Margot put her in her crate while we recorded.
Oh my God. And she's normally not like this, but she's been super rambunctious this morning.
I also think she hears our voices. So she's like, oh, these fuckers didn't leave. They just locked me in a cage.
This is what she does when we record the Snatchler.
Oh.
And this is like not, like Snatchler listeners, they'll know.
I feel like people can't hear it actually.
No.
But I just wanted to use this article as like a launching pad to just hear your thoughts on the yes. re-recordings.
I mean, honestly, like, I wasn't expecting to really, like, not, like, care, but, like, love it as much as I did in the sense of, like, it's the only thing I can listen to.
Yeah.
And I just wasn't seeing that for myself.
That's so great.
And I just really am rediscovering how good some of her songs are. Mm-hmm. And, like, the way I loved you, like, I always knew it was good, but, like, no, it's fantastic. Change, mm-hmm. like, just re-appreciating yeah. these songs. And then even I love, like, Mr. Perfectly Fine.
Is so good.
Is so good.
It's just, like, when you have so much music, how, like, I forget that there are so many of these songs. Like, I loved them 10 years ago, but now that I've been given this, like, opportunity on a silver platter from Taylor Swift to, like, spend time in my 20s reliving the music of my teens. It's so nostalgic. It's so wonderful. And I'm just curious, because Jackie and I spoke a little bit about, like, What are your thoughts on the fact that, like, mostly everything remains unchanged? Are you happy about it?
I think it makes complete sense, because the reason we can't forget that the reason why she re-recorded is so that she would, like, own these songs. So it's like when anyone wants to go listen to Love Story by Taylor Swift, they go to the Taylor's version because that's a love story that they know.
Yeah.
Not like a different. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
you have to recreate. If you want to, like, capture the hearts of everyone again, you have to recreate what
exactly
made everyone love it.
I'm completely in agreement. So as much as I wanted her to, like, you know,
do some tour versions.
Yeah.
What I think she should do and will do, like, Fearless didn't really have too many tour versions. Mm-hmm. Didn't make sense. But, like, for a Red or a 1989, I think that she'll release both. Like, how she did the Forever and Always piano version, too.
Yeah.
I think she's going to do tour version plus regular.
If there's not an Out of the Woods tour version, I just want to let you know, like, I will be driving up to Miss Swift's house and camping outside with a big ass poster board that says, "Let me in. I need to talk to you."
Or,
Let me in. That's what I was thinking too. The TikTok sound.
Let me in, please.
Me and Margo this whole weekend are just like TikTok sounds, and everyone around us is like, "What
does
are these crackheads up to?"
No, you'll sit outside with a poster that says Sydney.
Literally, like, that's all she needs to know. I'm so. What do you think is next, and which album are you most excited for?
I don't know why she wouldn't go in order.
Well, she already didn't go in order because the debut album was missed. So
I. Do we know that she's doing that?
I don't know. It's like, to be honest, I don't really need it.
No, I don't need it. I think she just is skipping it.
Okay.
And because maybe, like, that wasn't part of the big machine. Like, that might have been.
No, it was. Like, all the albums are.
Oh. No, I think that I would like to believe she's going in order, mainly just because I need Speak Now.
I don't want
1989 right now. I want Speak Now.
I would literally give my left titty, which is bigger than my right one, for 1989. But I'd also be really happy with Speak Now. And I do think it's going to be Speak Now.
Me too. I think it just makes the most sense.
Well, we're happy for her for, you know that these milestones mean a lot to her, like hitting number one, getting
yes.
the Grammy. So some artists don't care about those accolades, but Taylor's made it abundantly clear, like through her documentary and all of her different platforms, that this stuff is really important to her.
Yeah.
So all these, like, whatever Billboard's saying, she's, you know, the first person to have three number one albums.
That's fucking nuts.
In under a year with Folklore, Evermore, and Fearless. So.
And, like, not to compare, but I'm going to compare. Like, Ariana Grande, remember, she released both Thank You Next and Sweetener, and they both went number one. It's like, oh my God, nobody who could ever beat that.
Are you always pitting women against each other?
No. I just think it's an important distinction.
No, but I'm constantly pitting women against each other here on the show, and I'm not doing it on purpose.
Does that go over well for you?
No, I just think it's important, like, for reference.
No, just reference.
Sorry, there's so many women just killing it.
Also, by the way, because I do think I keep up with, like, any male artist and their records,
right,
besides
no.
Luke Combs, but
right.
like.
No, so this is just, like, a big deal for Taylor. We're really happy for her. We love you. If you ever want to come on the toast, just, like, you know.
Imagine.
All right. Next up, I'm going to dive into another story, but I also want to let everyone know that today's episode is also brought to you by Stamps.com. Let's face it, taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why I recommend mailing and shipping online with Stamps.com. They allow you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. Stamps.com brings the service of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer. It is a must-have for any business, whether you're a small office sending out invoices, an online seller shipping out orders, or even giant warehouses sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. And with Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. It is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder nearly a million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting your time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with our promo code TOAST, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TOAST. That's Stamps.com, promo code TOAST. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Okay, next story. Want to issue a slight trigger warning because we are going to be talking about eating disorders, bulimia. I don't know if you've seen this story, but it is so weird, and I'm dying to hear your opinion on it. Demi Lovato calls out an LA frozen yogurt shop for selling sugar-free options.
Big chill.
Yes. How do you know?
Wait, what?
You don't know the story, but you knew the frozen yogurt place?
Yeah, because everyone's obsessed with the Big Chill because it's, like, literally, like zero sugar, like, zero calories, and tastes like fucking frozen yogurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay. So This is not my words. This is Page Six's words. Demi Lovato needed to take a big chill pill. The Dancing with the Devil singer blasted a Los Angeles-based frozen yogurt shop, The Big Chill, for carrying sugar-free varieties, saying it was triggering for her as a woman recovering from an eating disorder. She posted an Instagram story, like, all black with just text, finding it extremely hard to order Froyo from at The Big Chill Official when you have to walk past tons of sugar-free cookies slash other diet foods before you get to the counter, she wrote on her Instagram story. Do better, please. She also added the hashtag, #DietCultureVultures. The Big Chill wasn't sweet on the critique and later defended itself on the shop's Instagram story, and they tagged the star, writing, "We carry items for diabetics, celiac disease, vegan, and of course we have many indulgent items as well." The Sorry Not Sorry singer, who has been candid about her battle with bulimia, also shared her direct messages with The Big Chill on her story. So they were, like, going back and forth.
Oh, my God.
And Demi screenshotted them and posted them. They responded to her, "We are not diet culture vultures. Diet vultures, sorry. We cater to all of our customers' needs for the past 36 years. We are sorry you found this offensive." Unwilling to relent in her criticism, Lovato said her experience there was triggering and awful. She wrote this whole thing. She said, "Your service was terrible, so rude. The whole experience was triggering and awful. You carry things for other people while also caring about... you can carry things for other people while also caring for another percentage of your customers who struggle daily just to even step foot in your store."
But didn't they say they have indulgent things as well?
"You can find a way to provide an inviting environment for all people with different needs." Going back and forth. They stopped answering her because...
I mean, it's...
Then she wrote again. She came up with some marketing suggestions and sent them the way of the frozen yogurt shop. "I was thinking, maybe it would help." "Maybe it would help if you made it more clear that the sugar-free options and vegan options are for that. Labeling the snacks for celiacs or vegans or diabetes, when it's not super clear, the messaging gets confusing, and being in LA is really hard to distinguish from diet culture versus health needs. I think clearer messaging would be more beneficial for everyone. You aren't wrong for catering to many different needs, but it's about not excluding one demographic to cater to the others." They stopped answering her. She was just going on and on. They left her on read. And I was really shocked by this story.
I get what she's saying in the end, the marketing part. It's like, if that's what it's for, like, you could say that. But I feel like there's not a difference between, like, Big Chill and, like, Tasty Delight.
No. I have so many things to say. First of all, I just want to say, like, I don't in any way want to discredit the fact that, like, Demi Lovato walked into a frozen yogurt shop and was triggered by, you know, the trauma of her past, because that's very real. But I also think she needs to read the room a little bit. Like, you're a megastar in the middle of a pandemic, publicly shaming a local business.
Yeah.
That's probably, like, barely staying afloat.
Yep.
And I just think, like, there are a million and one ways you could have handled this situation, and Demi Lovato woke up and chose the worst one.
Yeah, I agree. And then also, it's like, it's like, it's different if they were, like, marketing is like, eat our ice cream to lose weight.
Right.
You know?
But no, like, it's just not it. They have this basket of cookies. I saw the picture, and it was like, you know, guilt-free cookies. And I'm not a proponent of diet culture at all. I'm actually very against it, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, to be honest, and that might be an unpopular opinion, but I think that, like, this was a really weird hill that Demi chose to die on.
Yeah.
And I don't endorse it in any way. And I think it's actually really out of touch of her.
Me too.
To, like, disparage. And, not like, even, and she to, like, didn't take stop. Them down. Yeah. She didn't stop, like, berating them nonstop. It's one thing to post one story, which I wouldn't even agree with, but nonstop. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Like,
yeah.
Take a big chill pill, like, for real.
No, it ain't right.
I just thought this was so weird. And I follow her, so I was, like, seeing these stories.
Seeing all this go down?
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, this is an alternate universe type of shit.
Yeah, no, that is so random. I'm like, if you would have told me that Demi Lovato and The Big Chill would be in a fight.
Beefing?
Hilarious.
So, again, not discrediting the fact that, like, she definitely, like, was triggered by that. I just think it's like,
the girl, like, read response the room. Was
so extra.
Yeah.
Read the room. Okay, next up. Chris Evans responds to Lizzo's drunk DM, and her reaction is perfect.
Oh my God, I love this story.
Do you follow Lizzo on TikTok?
I don't follow. Actually, I might. I don't know, but she just always comes up.
Me too. I follow her, and she has such good content. So Lizzo was proving she's the real superhero after Chris Evans responded to her flirty DM. A day after posting a TikTok video revealing that she sent the 39-year-old Knives Out star a DM, she's now celebrating the fact that Chris has indeed responded. So she said, no shame in drunk DMing God knows who. I've done worse things on this app, LOL. He sent Lizzo. According to the video she posted, which is below. So she's been chronicling this whole thing on TikTok. It's been so funny. And he, I wonder if he responded because, like,
her it blew up.
Right, because her TikTok, like, made so much news.
By the way, yes. Because, by the way, her DM to... 100% because her DM to him was like random emojis.
Yeah.
It wasn't about DMing someone. Right. But her TikTok was about being drunk and DMing celebrities. So then his response is being about that. So
yeah, because he said, no shame in a drunk DM kissy face emoji. God knows I've done worse on this app, LOL. Face palm emoji.
Yeah.
Okay, like, what if they started dating? And, like, it all started...
Is he single?
Yeah.
He is?
Who does he date?
I don't know. I always get him confused.
Oh, my God, Margo, don't even start.
Is that woman, Jamie...
Wait, what? Jamie Dornan?
No. It's a woman.
Wait, you get Chris Evans confused with a girl?
Jamie Slate. Shit, what is it? Jenny Slate.
Oh, they used to date.
Yes, yeah. That's him.
Yeah, that's him. Okay. But me and Jackie, I can't, the toasters are going to kill me if I bring this up again.
Okay.
Me and Jackie can never figure out who's Chris Evans, who's Chris Pine, and there's also another one in there.
Chris Hemsworth?
No, we know him.
Yeah.
We know Miley's ex-boyfriend's brother, for sure. Yeah,
of course.
But no, I believe, according to a very quick Google search, he is currently single.
Oh.
And he's also, like, now that I'm on TikTok, like, Gen Z is obsessed with him. I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten to that. It's because of Marvel.
Can I say something, like, kind of crazy?
You say he's not hot.
He's handsome, for sure, but I don't think he's, like, you know, cream your pants, like, everyone dies for him.
No, I think he's so beautiful.
He kind of, like, you know, he's handsome, for sure.
Why?
No, he, like, I'm just, like, looking at this picture of him, and, like, maybe I'm hungover, but, like...
What?
I'm just not getting, like, what everyone's getting. Do you see?
No.
Is that a bad picture of him?
I mean, it's not the greatest, but it's still a good photo.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
TJ Osborne.
But you love TJ Osborne.
Yeah, so but TJ Osborne's hot as hell. Like, they just kind of look like... No, I'm not saying he's ugly. Like, what? I'm like, this is the guy that everyone's dying over. I just don't necessarily see it.
I understand.
Especially, like, if I'm going to think of Chris Evans versus Chris Pine. Chris Pine is way hotter.
But I can't even... I can't...
picture who Chris Pine is.
Yeah.
No, welcome to the Morning Toast. Like, we literally cannot figure it out. But I'm really happy for Lizzo. I hope
she got a response. It's always awkward when you don't.
I know. And, you know, Lizzo's just been, like, so funny recently. And I feel like her TikToks are really making a lot of waves and news. Also, I didn't want to talk about this, but really quickly, did you see that Chrissy Teigen returned to Twitter?
Yes.
It's been 3 weeks.
If that.
And she made, like, a whole stink about leaving Twitter, and now she came back. And honestly... She's starting to annoy me.
Starting?
No, me and Jackie have figured out. I'm getting the vibe that you don't listen to the podcast, like, ever.
I don't.
Okay, you don't. Just confirming that?
Only when you call me a bitch, yeah.
Oh, my God. Fucking snitches in your DMs. Yeah. Okay. So, me and Jackie came to the conclusion, like, a year ago that, like, Chrissy Teigen actually is not annoying. The media makes her out to be so annoying. It's like, she'll just go about her day posting on social media. And BuzzFeed writes 1,000 articles about how it's, like, a most life-changing recipe.
I understand.
So we're like, you know what? We need to back off because it's really not her. It's the machine. I take that back. Like, that is wild behavior. Like, making a whole... She literally had a funeral, like, for her Twitter. Like, all these tweets and then, you know, how emotional it is. And 3 weeks later, she's back. Like... You just tortured us. Like,
yeah, no. Also, like, I think anybody could have guessed that she was going to come back. So
I wouldn't have. She made such a big ordeal.
Yeah.
She literally, like...
It's crazy. Like, I don't have Twitter. I've never had Twitter. Like, I don't feel that for Twitter.
Yeah.
At all.
No, there's a special, like, deep pocket of hatred in my heart for Twitter and everyone who's ever had success on Twitter.
I wonder why.
No, I don't know. Okay, so that was our fourth story. Fifth and final is going to be a little Kardashian news.
Ooh.
Brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're a business owner who's hiring, you probably face a lot of challenges when it comes to finding the right person. There's not enough applicants with the right skills or experience, so many resumes to sort through, but you also need to hire as soon as possible. Hiring can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can post your job to some random job board, but then all you can do is hope that the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Toast. When you post a job on ZipRecruiter, it gets sent out to over 100 top job sites with just one click. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right skills and experience for your job, and they actively invite them to apply. In fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. It's no wonder over 2.3 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. So while other companies overwhelm you with way too many options, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for, the needle in the haystack. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this web address, ziprecruiter.com/toast. Once again, go to this unique link, which is ziprecruiter.com/TOAST. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. I have used ZipRecruiter for freelance things, for when I was on tour. It's so easy, and they really do get you great results in a day, sometimes faster, so it's worth your time. Check it out, ziprecruiter.com/toast. Fifth and final story is something that shook us to our fucking core yesterday. Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend, Travis Barker, shares naughty birthday tribute. Travis Barker wished his girlfriend of several months, Kourtney Kardashian, a happy 42nd birthday with a PDA-filled wardrobe.
Wardrobe?
PDA-filled tribute. What? I don't know why I said the word wardrobe. I'm so sorry. Like I said, my neck hurts and I'm hungover. All right. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. On Sunday, April 18th, the Blink-182 musician posted a very naughty tribute to his girlfriend for her 42nd birthday. He posted on his Instagram page several photos of him and the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star making out and showing other types of PDA, as well as a video of her sucking his thumb suggestively before falling back and laughing. Kourtney liked his post, and he captioned it, "I fucking love you, black heart emoji. You're a blessing to this world. Happy birthday, Kourtney Kardashian." So let me start off by saying, since you've made it abundantly clear that you do not listen to this podcast.
Have you listened to The Snatchler?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, sure. I swear.
No, you don't.
I swear.
You're literally the biggest liar.
I swear I listen to chunks of every episode. It's my job. Like, TNN, I literally... And also, I like The Bachelor, so, like, I obviously listen to the recap. So, don't fucking start with me. Me and Jack are always talking about it on the toast, if you ever fucking listen to it. Okay.
Are you okay?
No, I'm literally, my neck is broken. Like, I'm on the struggle bus 2010, okay?
Okay.
I just wanted to say, like, before we dove in, that I, up until this point, have been, like, obsessed with this couple. Like,
oh, I haven't.
I think that they're perfect. I just have been, like, loving how, like, Kourtney's acting so, like, you know, free and whatever. This is a little too free for me.
Yeah, no.
That video.
Also, if you didn't see it, it's just important to note. It's not like they're, like, walking and she's sucking his finger. Like, they're laying on a bed. His finger is, like, where his pee-pee is.
It's, like, from the POV of someone getting a blowjob.
Literally.
And when I first saw it, and I think when we passed it around the room, like, when everyone first saw it, you literally thought for 1 second it was Kourtney Kardashian sucking a dick. Yeah. So it was like an optical illusion, and I'm glad that she's like feeling free and fun. It just did gross me out a little bit. It's just a lot of weirdness for someone who's, you know, made...
normally so reserved.
Not only that, for like the last few years has really pushed on keeping up with the Kardashians, like wanting to live a much more like private life. And I don't know, just like putting a thumb sucking video is not like the private life I envisioned for Kourtney Kardashian.
No. And like, he definitely like asked her if he could post it, right?
Yeah, of course. She liked the post, therefore approving the concept.
Yeah.
The direction.
The creative direction.
The creative direction. So I'm shook.
I think the world was shook.
And I said to Jackie, I'm like, I'm so obsessed with them. I don't ever want to be like not obsessed with them, because I actually think they're a really good couple. And I think I've gotten to the point where I'm not obsessed with them.
I'm sorry.
And I never wanted that for myself, like, ever.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, like, that always happens.
I know. It's inevitable.
Like, I used to remember how much I used to love Dan and Shay.
Yeah, I do.
Like, obsessed.
Now, and what are your thoughts?
Now, I can't stand them.
Yeah.
Their music is just not what it was.
It's, like, it's one too many, like, lame pop songs for me.
I should probably go to bed.
Yeah. It's the pop songs for me.
It's the pop songs for me.
I agree. So back to Kourtney. I'm happy that she's happy, but I'm like getting less obsessed. And that upsets me, because the other pictures in the slideshow were really
so cute.
And they were like a little PDA, but they're cute. Like they're
tasteful.
They're obviously like a freaky couple.
Yeah.
And they've made that very clear. And I'm happy for them. This one video took it way too far. And stop. I thought about it all day. Like, it grossed me out.
I thought about it all day after I saw it.
Okay, well, we'll keep you abreast on the Kravis of it all.
Kravis? Is that their name?
That's what I saw, like, people saying on Instagram. Is that not it?
No, I haven't seen anything.
Kravis. I think it's cute.
Okay, it sounds like Kravitz.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
We'll keep you abreast on the whole Kourtney and Travis situation. Happy for them.
Happy for them. Know that I am.
know that I am. So that's our episode. Is there anything you wanted to share with the toasters, like, before we bounced? Like, more life updates?
Like, anything? I wish I had a life update. Everyone always thinks I'm, like, being so sneaky.
It's like you're secretly married.
Ugh, I wish. No, no, you know, I'm just...
Being the snatcher.
Being snitchy.
Being snitchy. And how has it been being snitchy?
It's been, like, pretty great. I feel like the most myself I ever have.
That's great.
I think it's my haircut.
You also, like, went through it in the pandemic, like, an emotional, mental standpoint.
Yes.
And we saw some of that unraveling on your social media.
And that's why I had to stop it.
And are you doing better? Like,
yeah, I'm way better. And I'm also just way more aware of, like, my feelings, in the sense of, like, if I'm feeling anxious or depressed, like, I can recognize it and then, like, act swiftly, mm-hmm. as opposed to letting myself spiral.
And you're now, like, almost a year into therapy.
Yes.
And it's helped.
It's helped. It's just, like... I don't know what it, like, people, like, some people, like, die for therapy, but, like, mm-hmm. when I know that I have therapy, like, it gives me anxiety.
Pit.
Because it's, like, it gives me a pick, so I'm, like, ugh, I have to, like, go unpack everything that's happened in the past 2 weeks
we
or whatever.
We have to talk about
we
all that.
We have to, like, talk about, but then once it's done, I just feel like a weight's been lifted.
Is there, like, you feel, like, a visible difference in how you feel before and after therapy?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Hmm.
Did you not have that?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm really on the struggle bus with therapy.
I understand. I think it's about finding the right person, which is what everybody says. But, like, how many times do you want to have to unload on
Yes,
somebody?
So I've done it twice already. And yeah. It's like, I have to go start again.
No, I agree.
It's exhausting to, like, give the download. Like,
also, the first one is the worst one.
Yep.
Trying to tell someone, like, all the major things that, like, just make you...
And there's so many.
Yeah, of course.
So much trauma.
So much trauma to unpack. So, doing it, like, multiple times, it's exhausting.
Okay, well, thank you for being brave and talking about your story.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else you want to promote, share, like...
Listen to the Snatzler, follow me on Instagram. I, like, haven't gotten more followers in, like, a year.
Oh, no, you guys. We must ameliorate that situation immediately.
Ameliorate it. No, that's it. Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you, Counts. I know you're, like, a busy queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. but we appreciate you coming here and giving us your royal expertise because...
I'm just so royal.
We're so not worthy.
Yeah.
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 Thank you guys so much for listening to the Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up.
How are they going
to
be watching it on YouTube?
Margo, it's just like the phrase I say when it's over. I have to start over. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning,
and smart we are.
Thank you so much, you guys. Have an amazing Monday. Don't let the Monday blues get you down. We're back tomorrow in studio with me and Ben, Boy With No Job. I promise we actually will be there tomorrow. Bye.